I had quite a reputation. I was the successful man. I passed my days in toil, the futility of which would sometimes make my cheek to burn that I should spend a man's energy upon this business and yet could not earn a livelihood. And still there shone ahead of me an unattained ideal. Although I had attempted the thing with vigor not less than 10 or 12 times, I had not yet written a novel. All my pretty ones had gone for a little, and then stopped inexorably, like a schoolboy's watch. I might be compared to a cricketer of many years' standing, who should never have made a run. Anybody can write a short story, a bad one, I mean, who has industry and paper and time enough. But not everyone may hope to write even a bad novel. It is the length that kills. The accepted novelist may take his novel up and put it down, spend days upon it in vain, and write not any more than he makes haste to blot. Not so the beginner. Human nature has certain rights. Instinct, the instinct of self-preservation, forbids that any man, cheered and supported by the consciousness of no previous victory, should endure the miseries of unsuccessful literary toil beyond a period to be measured in weeks.